Bruce Schneier weighed in the aftermath of the FBI saying, don't worry, sorry about all the news we made, Apple. We no longer need you. There was one paragraph from his longer blog post. The full link to his blog post is there for anyone who wants to read it, or just go find Bruce Schneier's blog, www.schneier.com/blog. So Bruce wrote, whatever method the FBI used to get into the San Bernardino shooter's iPhone is a vulnerability. The FBI did the right thing by using an existing vulnerability rather than forcing Apple to create a new one. But it should be disclosed to Apple and patched immediately. And then
the FBI is saying, wait a minute, we want to keep using this.
Right. And then he added, to be fair, the FBI probably doesn't know what the vulnerability is. And I wonder how easy it would be for Apple to figure it out, given that the FBI has to exhaust all avenues of access before demanding help from Apple. We can learn which models are vulnerable by watching which legal suits are abandoned now that the FBI knows about this method. So there's been a huge amount of speculation in the wake of this. Many people weighing in on what should happen now. Is it right for the government to keep a secret that they have, which is now creating a concern for all iPhone users that their phone could be cracked open at the government's whim? We don't know. And of course, the argument is, if the government was able to get in without Apple's permission, who else can get in without Apple's permission? If there's some third-party company that sold the FBI the information, who else are they going to make it available to? So the idea that there's been essentially an official confirmation of a vulnerability which the FBI is going to keep to themselves and Apple will not be able to patch, this creates a huge concern. So, of course, Apple's going to do what it should do, which is to continue moving forward, closing what few remaining vulnerabilities exist, immediately counteracting what this court order was asking them to do, doing what they can to foreclose all of that, because they've made their position very clear. So, and at the same time, Apple has been trying not to have their phones crackable for generations now. But one way or another, it seems that the bad guys are always able to get in and root the iPhone, though it's getting increasingly hard as Apple continues to put more tough barriers up.
Here's a hypothetical. What if the FBI had a vulnerability and they could keep it quiet, like no one would ever get access to it? What would be wrong with that?
So the argument is that's impossible.
Right.
That is, so someone found that vulnerability, and the argument is anyone else could. I would say it's better for Apple to have a mechanism under their control where they exclusively decide what phones are unlocked. That's superior than something we know nothing about. The FBI says we have a way which allowed us to bypass the access code, the unlocking code, so that the phone would not be bricked. So we have to assume now that someone discovered a way to do that, which means anyone else could. And lots of people have been arguing that anything Apple would do is a backdoor. I've, of course, controversially argued that no, Apple could design something that that only they control. I would argue a completely secure platform that where they have a key that they selectively administer is better to what we have now, which is we don't know who else has access. We don't know where the FBI got this. I mean, it's much more feasible to think they purchased it. We know they have a relationship with Cellebrite. There were some invoices that floated around the net in the last couple of weeks of payments, some big $100,000 plus payments to Cellebrite. And of course, there's no information, there's no way to tie that to any case or any particular instance, but money is flowing from the FBI to a company that specializes in cracking cell phones. So we're in this situation where a third party presumably has a means that they are offering for sale to anyone who wants to come and get it. And
by the way, this means probably Pete Williams was wrong when he asserted that he'd been told by the FBI, well, we got the data, but we haven't unencrypted it. Probably whatever this was, obviously, must have decrypted it. And now, by the way, the FBI is going around along.
Remember, we still don't have any proof.
We don't know
that they have access.
Right.
They've said all we're going on is them saying they have access.
Well, they're not going to lie about that.
Okay.
Not to the court. Well, maybe they would. I don't know.
All they said was, we no longer need Apple's help. We have extracted the data from the phone.
Right.
Nowhere did they say that they had decrypted it.
Ah, okay.
So one could argue.
They're going around and offering to do this for other law enforcement now. There's an Arkansas case they're going to help. So, I mean, they've actually sent out a memo to law enforcement saying.
I did see that.
We have a way to do this. So anybody want to help? We can help you over here. Which means,
I agree. I think that pretty much puts it to bed.
It also probably means that they do know what the vulnerability is, unless they plan to pay $100,000 to Cellebrite for every case, that they probably bought the vulnerability. But I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We just don't know.
That's one of the frustrating things. I mean, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to know. The argument has been made that, of course, in the security community, that the FBI should disclose to Apple what they're doing, and then Apple will fix it. And, of course, here we're also seeing Apple refusing to help the FBI. So the FBI is sort of certainly going to be unlikely to tell Apple how to fix a problem, which, as you say, Leo, they're like happily able to produce evidence for other cases.
Right. And you have to think there's a little bit of screw you, Apple, in this too.
It's a mess. I did mention a couple weeks ago that I have a tickler set up on a Google probe watching for any news of the Burr-Feinstein bill, and it went off yesterday. I immediately checked to see if there was news, and it's still more of this, you know, hold your breath any moment now. The updated report from The Hill says that the pending legislation has been receiving input from the executive branch, from other parties. It's getting very ready to release, but not yet. And I'm expecting not to be impressed. I'm expecting to be, you know, unimpressed by the clarity of this legislation. I'm afraid it's just going to kind of be murky, which says, you know, we should be able to see into encrypted things, and period.